Welcome back to Tackling the College Life with Mel
and Katie.
I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. This is our first episode after starting junior year.
Yay!
Our third year. I'm really excited for this year. We're all moved in. I'm in an apartment with one other girl, which I just don't like living with too many people, so this has been perfect so far.
Are you eating?
I'm eating. Cooking? I have a schedule. You guys know how we say, have a schedule. It helps so much, especially if you have any trouble with mental health, like anxiety or ADHD. I go grocery shopping every Friday. I haven't even eaten out other than getting an acai bowl every Sunday morning. It's just fun.
Because part of your habit, you know? It's like your schedule. And time for yourself.
I've been working out, you know. I've just been having fun. I've been going out too. What about you, Katie? You're all moved in. CA job. How's your residence? Any drama so far?
Surprisingly, no. I was expecting more, not like roommate conflicts, which is what we'll talk about, but just noise. Like them to be like running up and down the halls.
They aren't?
And
running, or they are?
They are. Sometimes I hear some things, but most of the time they're pretty quiet. They're really good people. I gotta remember, like, I was literally them 2 years ago, so it's really cool to see them really excited about school. And I really like them. They're really good people.
If they were like really loud, would you like ever raise your voice if they just weren't listening to you?
I mean, probably. Be like, guys, you gotta be quiet. People are trying to sleep. But I'd probably do it in a way that I'm like not super forceful. Yeah. Everything's going really well, really busy.
And going back to school, this is just a reminder to take your vitamins and try not share drinks and stuff like that because your girl got sick. Anyways, a lot of freshman college students around this time feel very similar things. And we want to talk about them a little bit because we want you guys to know that you're not alone in what you're feeling. Like, I have a younger sister who's a freshman. Even hearing what she is going through right now is something I was going through. One of them I'll touch on is loneliness. Like, you think you're lonely.
Mm-hmm.
That's just because you're not surrounded by people that you're normally surrounded by. It could be hard because you haven't made your core group of friends.
It might make you feel worse that you see a lot of people because most of the people are in groups.
And everyone's
so
faking
like,
it.
Oh, like, I wish I had friends like that.
Yeah.
And everyone's faking it and they're trying to find people that they connect with.
But we say all the time, don't feel bad to call your family. I literally called my mom, I think, like once a month when I was freshman.
Once a month?
I call her every single day now. Literally, I'm a junior and I need to call her every single day. Most people do that. Like, a lot of people that are close to their families literally call their family every single day. It's made me happier. It's made life easier. Don't feel bad for doing that, especially at this time when you're feeling it the most.
A lot of people are also going through a ton of emotions. You're going through meeting new people. You might be feeling lonely. You're starting new classes. Things might be a little bit different than high school. You're walking around. You're not really sure how to deal with all these relationships you're building. It's a new environment. So there's a ton of emotions that are in the air. Because of that, sometimes people can get on your nerves easily and you're not able to make friends, but it's okay because everyone's feeling the same thing.
Yeah.
Everyone's like kind of in this state of, it's like a dream.
No, literally. Everyone deals with things differently. It's so funny, especially we're talking about roommates, right?
You kind of are in it with your roommate.
It depends on everyone, but if you're in a dorm and you have one other person that probably doesn't know anyone else like you do, you get to see how they cope. And my roommate, it was funny because she had the hardest first 2 weeks. She's such a family girl. I think she cried like every night. She broke her laptop like the second week. They couldn't get it fixed until a week and she was just so stressed out. She felt lonely. She felt like she wasn't finding her friends. She got into a different sorority that she wanted to, but it ended up being the best possible scenario because she loves her sorority now. She's made her best friend. Yeah, she's doing great. Her GPA is great. Like, I mean, she's so smart and like, it's crazy seeing her and then me, it hit me more in the middle, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
But like, everyone deals with that. Okay. So even if your roommate's not dealing with it right now, they will. Especially if they like have a boyfriend that they're going to see all the time or they're going home all the time.
Mm.
They're kind of just distracting themselves until they feel it.
But that's when the issues start to arise. Because I remember in the first couple weeks when I got to college, I was kind of sad that I didn't get to see my family. But I was also super excited about going to all these events. Because I was distracted, it was really easy to take my mind off of things that my roommates were doing that could be disruptive to me. Or things I didn't like. Like if they didn't take out the trash, I would say to myself, okay, well, I'm going out to an event, you know, I'm gonna have a good time, meet new people. Who cares if they didn't take out the trash? I'll just do it really quick. If that happens over and over and over, repeats itself, that's when things start to build up. And then that's when you get issues like halfway in the year because people are totally fed up with what their roommates do.
So as a CA, as someone who is responsible for a lot of kids on your floor, they come to you with these problems. Have you seen a lot of roommate transfers?
They're supposed to come to me for these problems, but I haven't gotten any from my floor, which is really awesome. And I'm hoping I won't get any.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I have been working at the front desk and I have helped some people out with room transfers. So I do know that they're happening, which is really sad because we're only a month in. For me to see roommate transfers this early on, it kind of scares me because that's like the last resort.
Yeah. First getting into this, because I know we have a lot to talk about. How did we find our roommates? And did it go well? Did it not go well?
I had a shared room, shared bath. So I shared a room with my roommate and then shared a bath with two other people. So I absolutely love my roommate. She is awesome, amazing. I found her through our university housing portal. It was really nice because she said that she was in sustainability. So automatically I was like, okay, I want a room with her. And so we just texted each other over Instagram. We figured out, okay, like I think we'd fit, but we didn't call. We just texted once or twice.
You didn't meet in person or anything.
No, we didn't meet in person. So I was kind of nervous. Like, did I pick the right roommate? Yeah. She's gonna be living with me. And I did. Then the other two were just kind of random. They just entered our room. We made a group chat over Instagram like, hey, when are you guys moving in? And then I just met all of them the day of when I moved in. What about you?
I met my roommate over Facebook. Normally, if you go to Facebook, there's like groups. And I know you might be like, Facebook's for old people. Well, it works, okay? Just trust me. Especially a lot of parents post for their kids, which is really funny. You get into a group and basically you have to say like, yeah, I'm gonna be University of Arizona in 2025, whatever. So then this group is full of people just in your year looking for another roommate.
That's crazy to me. Like, yeah. Facebook? Who chooses to go to Facebook first?
They were like, hey, I'm looking for a roommate. These are the dorms that I kind of want to go into. A little bit about me. I like going to the mall, blah, blah, blah. Normally people would be like, I'm planning to join a sorority or not. They would say kind of more about themselves or more chill or if they're not. And then they would add some photos and they'd be like, if you're interested, add my Snapchat, add my Instagram or follow me, DM me. And so I did that with a lot of people. I like talked to a lot.
It's like speed dating. It's
literally like speed dating for a roommate. Like talking stages just not working out until you find
talking
the one.
Talking stage every single day. That would be exhausting.
It's really funny. I found this girl from California. We texted and then we called each other on FaceTime.
Was that like an ultimatum? Like you have to call them or FaceTime
I don't think you have to because some people don't really. I think you should.
Okay.
We FaceTimed. It was like the most awkward FaceTime of my life. But it was kind of like you're interviewing, you know, like, so do you go out and party? How do you feel about that? Guys, you have to ask the hard questions.
You do.
You want to act cool? Yeah, it's fine if you're up and you bring your boyfriend to him. That's fine. No, it's not fine. You need to have these boundaries set and you need to know what is okay in your living situation. It's really important. This is literally your home away from home. If you're listening to this, you probably already have a roommate. But what I didn't know in college, I don't know why I just didn't think this through, but I just thought, oh, this is the only time I need to look for a roommate. But no, you literally have to like look for a roommate every single year.
That's if it doesn't go well.
I guess.
Or because your roommate is in a sorority, she like has to live in the house. In that case, it might be different.
But it also depends after a dorm. Like maybe you want to live in an apartment and maybe they can't afford an apartment and they want to live in a house. Like
that is very true.
Then you have to find someone random again, which happened to me every single year. So we can definitely talk about that.
Which I know a lot of great stories about people meeting people randomly. You know, you just sign up and you're like, okay, you're my roommate.
Yeah.
Some people, they're best friends with their roommates and others are like, oh, I never talked to them again. But it was still a fine experience because it was just fun.
That's important to know about yourself. Like, do you want to be close with your roommate or do you just want to be roommates with them? Everyone's different. I actually told my freshman roommate this when we were like talking. I was like, I kind of see a roommate as your built-in friend, your built-in buddy.
Yes.
And she was like, me too. I feel the same way. And so like we got to explore a lot of things together because we felt the same way. We also didn't know anyone. So do you want to go get dinner with your roommate sometimes? Or do you just like have your own friends? You just want to live with someone and you don't want them to be dirty and you just want it to be cordial. You got to figure it out.
But some people don't care. Like I walked into some people's rooms and it's like mess everywhere, not just on one side. So if it's like you're equally dirty, then I guess it's fine.
You know what's funny? Like I was always dirty. not in college. I'm not like dirty, but like I wouldn't mind things in my room and were like clothes on the ground. But now that I have my own space, I am cleaning every weekend.
Really?
Spotless. Everything has to be clean.
Wow, wait, that is awesome.
It gets me stressed if it's not clean. Not that it has to be spotless.
Yeah, but at least but somewhat like, clean.
If there's dishes in the dishwasher, like I need to get it done. I need things to be done. I can't have things. Like I will be too stressed. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that is. Maybe I'm adulting?
Wow, she's adulting.
But before we move on, Katie, how did that experience go for you? Did it work out? stop you finding your roommate that way?
It was a great experience. And I think you won't know if your roommate is the right one until you actually experience being with them. Right now, if you're a freshman and you're wondering if you made the right choice with your roommate, or you know you made a great choice and you just kind of want to do more things with them, I would say try to hang out with them more. Try to connect with them. Try to go to events with them. Because the first month, I knew I really liked my roommate, but I didn't know if we'd be really close friends until we started going to events. Yeah. And we had similar classes and we talked to each other's friends. Now we're super close friends and it's really awesome because we started out as young little freshmen who had no expectations, and now we're just really close.
So. I've noticed that a lot of college, especially girls, love movie nights. And like everyone will get together for a good movie. It doesn't matter what it is.
It's fun.
Some popcorn.
Especially if it's like binge watching a new TV series or The Bachelor or The Bachelorette for guys. Yeah. Or if you're playing Mario Kart on like a Switch.
Guys watch one and girls watch the other. No.
Yeah.
So being a good roommate has a lot to it, I feel like. And I have a lot of opinions on this because I've experienced bad and good roommates. I also pride myself on being a good roommate. I think the biggest thing you gotta realize, if you don't realize this, you're so naive and you're too self-centered. Okay. Not everyone grows up the same way, especially if you're from a different state or whatever, culturally, it could be anything. Your parents were more strict than others. Everyone grows up differently. So the last thing you should do is expect someone to do something that your parents expected of you. Yeah, maybe don't be messy, okay? You should kind of expect that. But if you don't use chip clips and like your roommate uses chip clips and they're so mad at you that you didn't use a chip clip because they've always used chip clips, and they just get mad at you for some reason. Like, how am I supposed to know that, okay? Might have been an experience of mine, who knows? But you have to understand that, like, what you do is not what someone else does. Do you put the pans in the dishwasher, or do you wash them right after? Everyone does things differently. I wash them right after. Some people put them in the dishwasher. You can't be mad at someone for doing what they've been doing all their life.
Especially if you don't bring it up. For me, freshman year, it's pretty bad, but I'd kind of talk to my roommate about, oh, I wish she did this. Oh, why did she do this? I wish she did this. And I never actually mentioned it to her.
Would it be something
like she didn't take out the trash or she left her dishes in the sink? And the first time we were like, okay, it's fine. We kind of just talked with each other. Like, I don't know why the dishes are in our sink, but maybe it's a one-time thing.
This was freshman year and we put dishes in the sink.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Anyways.
No, I'm sorry. That's not okay. That's not a sink. That's a sink where you wash your face.
Yes.
And wash your hands. Yes. You don't put,
Anyways. So second time it happened, again, we gossiped some more. I know you're not supposed to do this, but we don't want to go directly to her because we're like, okay, what if it was just like she just couldn't use her own sink? Because we had two sinks we're sharing and she used our sink for her dishes. So, which is so odd to me, but we're like, okay, let's not bring it up. Third time, she did it again. I think my roommate approached her about it and said, hey, do you mind if you do the dishes in your sink, or maybe do them when we're not here so that the dishes aren't in our sink when we get back? And she was like, oh yeah, that's fine, that's fine. And she did it again. So in cases like that, like, understanding where people come from is really awesome, but you also need to make sure you voice your opinions about things you don't like, because if not, they'll keep doing it. And in this case, we told her we didn't like it and she still did it. That's when we kind of had that conflict where we really needed to sit down and talk to her.
A big thing about being a good roommate is being respectful, because if something really does not work for someone and they come to you about it, it's not a problem until you make it a problem. Like, oh, I didn't know that was a big thing to you. Now I will use a chip clip. You know what I mean?
Because she most likely was gossiping behind your back. Like, to all the roommates.
We'll talk about this more. But being a good roommate, you need to be respectful. Some of these things include their sleep schedule. If you're sharing a room with someone and you're coming home at 2 a.m. And you're just turning on the lights because you need to see, bro, no. Turn on your flashlight. Be quiet. You can't be doing that. So be respectful in their space. Like, you do you on your space, but if it's their space or the shared space, try and keep it as clean as you can. Doesn't have to be perfect. I think
respect the space. If the space is dirty, it's gonna be hard to focus. Then it's gonna be hard to succeed in classes.
Yeah. There's also things like, is it worth bringing up or is it not? Oh,
yes.
Is it worth bringing it up to making it a big deal when it's really not that big of a deal?
Melanie's talking from personal experience.
Let me talk about my second year experience. All these girls are great people. Some of them, no. I think, you know, everyone's different. This was my first experience dealing with someone who was very passive aggressive. It started very slow, again, like with chip clips. She was raised differently than I am. I think she just had things set her way. You know, you can't do this, it ruins that. You can't do this. Mm-hmm. I cut something open. What I normally do at home is I like swirl it around to like
make a knot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the ventilation and then put it back. And she didn't like that. She wanted me to use a chip clip. But the thing is, I didn't find this out right when it happened, okay?
She had the gossip.
She had a gossip a little bit, okay?
It was a little birdie. And
so I was in chapter one day and I get this long text from my roommate. I was literally shocked. Like, it was so long, guys. And she's basically telling me all these things, like the chip clips. And then she talked about, I think, the air fryer situation. But yeah, it was very passive aggressive. Like, what can I say? Like, thank you so much. Again, it's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal, but I'm going to write a whole paragraph basically about it. So you know that next time it might be worse.
Okay. Another situation. She made us have a chore chart.
Which I think can work sometimes.
No.
Sometimes.
There were four things on it. There's four roommates. There was clean counters, unload dishwasher, throw out trash.
Just like different chores.
Just whoever gets to it first writes their name down.
Okay? See, that's where you guys went wrong.
Yeah. I come home from like a long day. I had to catch up on homework. So I didn't put away the dishes that one day. And this apparently was the first day that we were supposed to do this. So she texts in the group chat and she's like in the group chat with everyone in it.
That's how you know it's passive aggressive.
It's basically just her. No one else has ever brought up these issues with me other than her. She's like, you didn't put the dishes away. We literally went over this yesterday. When were you gonna do it? I said like, oh, sorry, I had to do homework and I had a long day, I just forgot. And she's like, well, you should have known. We're all part of this apartment. We all have to like, you know, like
it's like all do
very passive aggressive.
Yeah, she's making you feel guilty.
Mm-hmm. And then the next day rolls around. Again, I have to do the dishes and it's like 5 p.m. and the dishes aren't put away yet because obviously I had a long day. She texts the group chat, oh, Mel, by the way, the dishes are ready for you. And I like thumbs it up or whatever. And then it's like 9 p.m. now because I'm like still doing homework and they're all out there in the living room. She exclamation points.
Oh my
text. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me right now? Like, she wants me to do this right now, like at this
she
moment
does.
And
yeah.
I know she's talking with them, so I literally go out there in front of all of them and put the dishes away. Like,
I'd be super self-conscious.
It made me
and,
yeah,
like,
it made me feel
unwanted,
like pinned up. But like, I knew the other girls are so sweet and they don't care at all. And the thing is, we would be super nice to each other.
That's so
because
weird.
That's why I was so passive aggressive. I'll just name this one other time because it was really the one that got me going randomly. Okay, I was always anxious on the edge of my seat. I was like, am I gonna get a text from her for something I'm doing wrong? She sends me this long paragraph in the group chat and she goes, hey Mel, we think that you aren't getting enough food at the grocery store. You eat our food, you just don't buy enough, like maybe buy more. And it was just really long and it was like, we talked about it.
That's how you know that they talked behind your back.
Yeah, like it was, first of all, two of them were out there or something and the other one was in their room and I was in my room. Why couldn't you just ask me to go out there?
Yeah.
And talk to me. You have to text me while I'm in my room.
Because she's scared, she doesn't want to confront you.
And I was like, sure, I would love to get more food. And I told her, I only eat my food. I DoorDashed a lot last year. I talked about that. And so I didn't get a lot from the grocery store and I rarely ate their food. So I was like, if you want me to Venmo you money, I'd be happy to do that. And she was like, oh no, but like, just if you could get more food next. I was just like, bro,
she's
why are
you
to making
get more food
problems? This is a lot of just like drama I'm talking about, but it was just so annoying for me and it gave me such an unpleasant experience. It really sucked. And even though she's a nice person and we were nice to each other, I could never, like, the amount of times I heard them talking bad about people that were once their friends, I hated living there. Like, seriously, I had to pack up and I was like, I will never miss this place. Why I brought this up is, like, even though I wanted to go off on her about all these things, another thing is that she would do things that would get on my nerves, but I never brought it up to her.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's why I was saying that it's just better to not bring it up.
That's so hard because all of these things, they're so minor that she could have said it once, you
they're
know,
so
and then
stupid.
If you constantly kept doing it over and over again, then she could have maybe sent you another text. But they're so small that...
And passive-aggressive.
And so passive-aggressive. Let's say you did want to say something. How would you have gone around
God, I hate
doing
confrontation.
It?
I think I would have asked her to do it in person because I know she wasn't comfortable with that and I know she likes to talk to people and write up her little text message and say everything she needs to say. But if I confront her in person, I feel like it would go better.
You're on the same playing field.
Yes.
you know,
exactly. And I can literally be like, I'm sorry this frustrates you, but I really don't like when you bring up every little thing I do, because it's not that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. And if it is a big deal, then I will stop, because I respect what you have to say. But I live here too, and it's not your apartment. Like, mm-hmm. what?
You're sharing the space with her just as much as she's sharing the space with you.
Mm-hmm. She had her boyfriend over all the time, which he was great, but they were out there all the time. I literally never used that. They smoked. I didn't like that, but I didn't complain about it all the time, because mm-hmm. what would that do?
Yeah, you're right. Sometimes it's just better not to say it.
But it definitely was a huge lesson I learned, that I can't live with people like that. So when I looked for my roommate for this year, I made sure I was more cautious.
That's really good. If you're stuck in a situation like that right now, let's say...
Oh gosh, I'm sorry.
Maybe your roommate is passive aggressive, or maybe they're just doing things that are getting on your nerves. Sometimes it might not be better to say something, but sometimes it is.
But if it is like the trash and they're just never doing it, you gotta be like, you got it next time? Like, try and be nice at first.
And like, saying something in person is always so much better. Always.
Yes, and don't ever be petty. That's when it can be bad. Like,
snowball effect. Everyone's like against each other. And just
Someone I was talking to was supposed to be like a roommate interview, and she was like, yeah, one of my roommates never did her dishes, so we put the dishes on her bed when she came back.
That's a great idea.
No, that's petty. That's so... all the other roommates do that? You can't do that. Well, that's bullying.
Not on their bed. I would put it on their desk. Because that would be so frustrating.
That like, is I'm frustrating, you right but you now, can't start like that. You can't do
that. Okay, you can't start like that, but let's say they're doing it over and over again.
Okay.
If they don't do their dishes, that's not our fault, and that's not the reason why we shouldn't be able to use a sink.
I wish I could tell you exactly how to get out of conflict, but unfortunately, like, some people are so stubborn that you just have to deal with it. In that case, go out more. Like, your home is not the only place you can be. You can go and study. You can go to your friend's apartment. That's why I think it's so important to do these roommate interviews. Mm-hmm. Talk about their past scenarios, you know?
Get to know them a little better. Maybe understand why they do the things that they do.
And it's okay if you don't click with someone as a roommate. Like, I don't know if Katie and I could room together. We probably would get on each other's nerves.
We probably would.
But we're good friends. So, and it like, just depends.
The fact that we understand that is something that comes with maturity of the friendship and knowing each other. From my experience as a CA, I think it's totally fine if you need to leave the situation. Like, let's say Melanie did bring something up and it got on the other girl's nerves and she just felt like she needed to leave. That's completely fine. You can totally do that.
Do it. Seriously. But it'll make you a happier person.
It will. Yeah.
But it will be work, and it might be money, and it might be a lot of stress.
Yeah. It might be more stress that you might not be willing to handle, but I always think, get someone else involved. If you're having a conversation with someone, have a mediator there that's not on anyone's side, which is kind of hard to get someone like that.
But if they start doing something that you're so uncomfortable with, like drugs, a lot of college people don't come in doing that stuff, and they start doing it. And if that's uncomfortable for you to be there,
then you have to say something.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't think like you can handle it, it's totally okay to leave. And if you need to leave, let's say you're a freshman on campus, talk to your CA, talk to someone so you can leave, because you don't want to have a bad freshman experience because of the person you're living with.
It really takes a toll on your year.
It does. I feel like. And the fact that it made such a poor, memorable experience for you, that just says it all.
So I'm sorry if you're going through that, but just know we have been through that. We're here for you guys. This is the time to grow. It's time to be a little bit more understanding and see how everyone kind of grew up and respect that and make it a learning experience.
College is such a big learning experience.
Yeah.
That's why it's you're so out of your exhausting. Bubble. Oh, yeah. You're always learning something, whether it's socially or academically in the classroom. That's the best part about college. You're always learning. You're learning about new people. Seriously. You're learning about the way people live their lives.
I hope this helped in some way, either gave you advice for now or in the future.
And some people say that your roommate doesn't really make or break your college experience, but sometimes it can. So it's always good to be cognizant of who you're around and try to be open.
And if you can't find a roommate, don't stress. Try and find one. I always say that. But if you get a random one, don't stress. Mm-hmm. Okay? It could work out.
It'll work out. Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you learned a lot about how to find a roommate, how to keep that relationship going, and how to deal with the conflicts.
Yeah, we love you guys so much. Thanks for listening to the episodes and giving us feedback. I hope you guys are having a good start to your year.
Yeah.
I really do hope you're happy and these episodes can give you a little bit of a hug, because sometimes you feel lonely and we're here for you.
We really are. Thank you guys, and we'll see you next month.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Follow our Instagram at Tackling the College Life. If you have anything you want us to talk about in the future, feel free to reach out.
Check us out every month for a brand new episode on
Tackling the College Life.